This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome back. It's the Morning Crossfire, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. Important conversations happen here. We're about to have one now. We woke up to the news of the Senate stating they're about to make the uploading of results, election results, mandatory. It is something that must happen. The Senate Committee on Electoral Matters has said it will make it mandatory for the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to upload election results online. The committee chairman, Senator Sharafadeen Ali, told Channels Television on Tuesday that the current law does not make it mandatory for INEC to upload results, but that the committee is working on amending the law. In addition to other electoral reforms being considered, Ali said, the committee proposed resolving all pre-election matters before the election and upgrading election technology. It was quite the conversation. But some points made by the senator, making uploading of election results mandatory, resolution of all pre-election matters before the elections, upgrading of election technology, election petitions must be concluded before swearing in, and preventing situations that prevent off-cycle elections. These were the major points that were pushed in that interview. So the big question is, would the compulsory uploading of election results improve the credibility and transparency of elections in Nigeria? INEC at this point has an image problem. A lot of Nigerians do not have faith in this system. And with every election, there is a promise of, you know, creating a system that would work. I remember heading into the 2023 election, they said, oh, this is the bust up. Thanks to the Electoral Act, Beavers, IREV, this is the election that will produce the results that most Nigerians will be satisfied with. At this time, I can tell you for free, a lot of Nigerians still have questions, especially with glitches that were reported. The Supreme Court, of course, upheld the victory of President Tinubu, but many people had questions. Why were some of these results not uploaded? So if this comes to pass, as it is said in my religion, would you have better faith in the system? What does this mean for the elections? Mr. Olelekan Ige, journalist, editor, independent monitor, and public affairs analyst, joins me in the studio to answer my many questions. Good morning, Mr. Ige.
Yeah, good morning, Chinedu.
How you doing, sir?
I'm okay. I can only add that you are looking fine and finer these days.
Mr. Ige,
you need to come and tell me the secret.
If you think about it, right?
Yes.
If you can remember, if you scan through your mental files,
yes,
you'd realize that a lot of the times you have seen me, I was wearing black.
Yes.
So there's not a lot for fashion choice. As a matter of fact, it might be a case of repeating clothes. So how is it that I'm looking finer when I'm wearing exactly the same thing you've seen me with the last four, five, six, seven times?
But your face is getting finer and finer. I'm not talking about the clothes and your beard.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. They are getting shining every time.
Well, who am I talking to?
It means that you're enjoying, please. You're enjoying.
Let me
carry your boys along.
It's nice to see you, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
It's important to know that, Mr. Again, I had a bit of an argument, actually, on this particular topic while we're speaking on the phone. And, you know, there were dissenting views. So those views will be expressed right here on the show. But, Mr. Ige, mandatory uploading of election results. What are the potentials of this move? For you, is this good news or bad news?
So the question is, I think we should start from the fact that in amending that, it means they want to, I don't know what they want to amend. Is it the Electoral Act?
Mm-hmm.
If it's the amendment of the Electoral Act, you understand, then it means they need to amend the Constitution. The Constitution has already given them INEC, the powers, you understand, to organize elections. And only INEC can now come forward now to submit such proposal and say, look, we'd love to make a mandatory, uploading results on IREV mandatory. Otherwise, the Constitution has already given INEC the powers, you know, to organize elections, and inherent in that ability to organize or choose when elections would, and all of that will also include the processes leading up to the election. So I think it's better excuse me, to rather amend the constitution, give INEC more powers, and make it mandatory right inside the constitution for us to have uploading of results. So I think that might just be in sharp contrast with the constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Only INEC should be able to propose such a mandatory uploading of results on the IRF. So we better amend the constitution to make it mandatory right inside the constitution for INEC to upload the results on its IRF portal.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, the person who was speaking is a lawmaker.
Yeah.
So in the business of making laws and all of that, it falls within their purview. But it has to be an amendment of constitution, because at this time, from the Electoral Act of 2022, Section 50 of the Act leaves the transmission of results at the discretion of INEC.
Absolutely.
Manually or electronically.
Absolutely.
So if they are saying, oh, now it has to be uploaded, it must be uploaded, that means there will be an amendment to that. You know, it's not
to
policy.
That, yes, to the Electoral Act. Yes. You also have to, you know, you also have to go back, you know. That's why I said, if you check the Electoral Act, the section you just read has given INEC the prerogative to choose whatever it wants to do.
Yeah.
That's because they've done that in line with the constitution. The constitution says only INEC has the powers to organize election. You understand? Determine the processes and all of that for House of Rep, for Senate, for Governor, for President, and all of those people that will contest election. The only election that is outside of the purview of INEC is local government elections that have been vested in a state independent electoral commission. So for that amendment to take place in the Electoral Act, then we have to go back to amending the constitution to ensure that will put in a condition that says INEC must or shall, you know, upload results immediately.
Well, I think this conversation bothers more on, would I say, the ethics, because the promo for the 2023 election was that results will be transmitted electronically. INEC was heavily advertising BVAS and IREV. And this was one of the reasons why they said Nigerians can have more trust in this system. Now, the constitution did not say they must do it, but they have sold it like that. I mean, imagine I'm a business person and I'm struggling in business or even failing. You're an investor. You say, Sam, what is going on? And I give you reasons. Yeah, Mr. Ige, it's a government policy or it's this. Now, constitutionally, there's no provision that states that a government has to do this or that. But if I tell you, oh, I would be able to do business better if this policy of government favors me. And then the government says, or those in positions to make that change say, okay, you know what? Moving forward or with the next administration, we'll have policies that would make it better. Your confidence as an investor is tied to the implementation of that. So regardless of what the Electoral Act says, and I mean, it's really important, the confidence of the electorate is hanging on how the judiciary, I beg your pardon, the legislature and INEC handles this.
Excuse me. I'm sure you know, I think when, I'm not making excuses for INEC. I'm only trying to look at the realities on ground. You see, the problem is not IREV. And I will continue to say that. IREV wasn't meant to determine the process of the election. Many people did not even know that results at every polling unit will be via manual entrance. Many people didn't even know. It must still be manual. You count the ballot. You now write the results for each political party. You handwrite it. After handwriting it, you now upload it onto the INEC result viewing portal. The INEC result viewing portal wasn't the most important thing. The most important thing was ballot taking place at the polling unit. So for many people who have expressed reservations about IREV, IREV is not the problem. The problem is what takes place at the polling unit, one. Two is what the people in a particular area choose to do. Three, have they been able to compromise INEC workers, both ad hoc and original workers of INEC? Have they been able to compromise them so much so that they are able to go away with result sheets? You heard what happened in Kogi State? We are some of the people were complaining that some of the result sheets were already pre-filled. Does that have to do with IREV? No. The real problem of election in Nigeria, the real problem of election in Nigeria has to do with INEC compromised staff and desperation of politicians. The last election, we heard in many places where people went out across Nigeria and were ringing bell. If you know you will not vote for a particular political party, do not come out. Does that have anything to do with IREV? No, IREV is not our problem. I insist. What happens to the individuals, the people who are meant to organize this election itself? Because that is where the real business takes place. There's no business on IREV. In fact, in this last election, I think there was this case in Bayelsa, where some staff of INEC were abducted. INEC itself came out to say some of their staff were abducted. At the end of the day, people went to IREV and saw results in some of the polling units where election did not take place.
Okay, Ms. Aige. Now, for the first thing you said, you know, that the balloting process is manual. I would blame anybody who does not know that, because INEC did not promise electronic voting. It promised electronic transmission.
That's why I said a lot of people did still don't understand the fact that Beavers was just a mere accreditation gadget.
No, but in the defense of INEC, they made it very clear.
But a lot of people, that's why going along that line, that many people still do not understand is why a member of the National Assembly is now saying we want to make IREV mandatory. He still does not get the fact that IREV is not the problem of election in Nigeria. That's what I'm trying to portray is this. If we want to get elections right, IREV is not our problem. Our real problem is when you accredit and people vote, then there's a time to count the ballot. That is when some people arrive and cut away the entire voting process.
I agree, Mr. Aige, but that's the larger problem. That's if you're looking at the bigger picture. IREV was a problem with these last elections. Why we're trying to create a system that is sustainable, right? Looking at elections moving forward. Let's have a post-mortem of the just concluded election. A lot of controversy, a lot of grievances with, of course, the parties that did not win, were that the results were either not uploaded or it did not tally with what people at polling units saw. So that is an IREV department.
No. You are still trying to put the cart before the horse. I'm saying that, okay, let me give an example. One of the witnesses called by Labour Party, a mathematician.
We have just 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay, one of the witnesses called by Labour Party, a mathematician, told the tribunal and said that on INEC's IREV portal, 18,080 mutilated results. 18,080. Was it IREV that mutilated the result? The answer is no. I'm still insisting that you are putting the cart before the horse. Look, the results on IREV cannot be more credible than the actual ballots that took place. Meaning that some people working either in connivance with INEC officials or desperate people are now able to hijack result sheet. Remember, one of the functions of Beavers is that when elections take place, you snap the result and upload immediately.
And upload, yeah.
Now, what if I collect the result? Okay.
We have to take a break, Mr. Aige. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, it still is the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. We got here thanks to a proposed move by the Senate to make INEC upload results compulsorily. The committee chairman, Senator Sharafeddin Ali, told Channels Television that the current law does not make it mandatory for INEC to upload results, but that the committee is working on amending the law. I've spent quite some time with Mr. Olale Konyige, who's my guest, and he says that the problem is not from IREV. As a matter of fact, we should leave IREV alone. A lot has to do with what happens before IREV. You're welcome once again, Mr. Ige.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the Act provides that if there are irregularities at a polling unit, elections from there should be cancelled. So how does the rigging still happen successfully?
That those, you know, once election has taken, let's assume that something happens in a particular polling unit and elections didn't take place. Of course, you are sure that INEC would act and suspend the election in that place, maybe till another day. And we've seen that several in many places.
Yeah.
But when people complain and ballots take place, voting takes place, I mean, results are counted and results are announced. Once the result is announced, it has left the responsibility of INEC to cancel results in such area. According to the Electoral Act,
okay,
only the tribunal can do that. When you come and prove that, look, there were irregularities at that polling unit. So you need to be able to understand the point at which INEC can stop election. If, for example, materials don't arrive at a particular ward or area on time, INEC may look at the possibility of people being able to vote and say, okay, well, let's hold on to voting. They will continue voting tomorrow. But what we are looking at in this regard is that the legislator is talking about trying to make a mandatory uploading of result on IREV portal. And I'm saying that is putting the cart before the horse. IREV is not our problem. Our problem are the processes leading up to the election. What happens? If you have scenarios where people are threatening not to come out, if you have scenarios where ballot papers or results sheets, you know, are hijacked, taken to unknown destinations, in connivance with some of the ad hoc staff or real staff or INEC, and they upload such results, it will assume when you go to IREV and you see the result, it means that voting actually take place. So if you go to court and I print out the results from Unit 1, maybe what 10, Unit 1, this, polling unit this, you understand? And I showed you, I said, look, the election actually took place. Now, for those who are saying, no, election never took place, you know, in this polling unit, then the next thing the judge will be asking you, okay, where is the evidence that voting did not take place at this polling? Now, you need to provide incontrovertible evidence to convince the judge that election didn't take place, you know, in that place. So, what I'm saying is, rather than us focusing on making uploading of results on IREV mandatory, can we have an improvement on what we do? Maybe rather than this beaver's machine that we are using, can we get something better? Probably something like a tablet that as you accredit, you look for your political party and vote immediately.
On the device?
On the device. You vote immediately on the device.
That's electronic voting.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go the way of electronic voting. And why do we have to conduct election in one single day? Can't we spread the conduct of election over 3, 4, 5 days so that people can come out en masse and be able to vote, so that you can go to work and be able to come back and take permission from your office and say, look, I want to go and vote. Please give me 1 hour break or something. Can we vote spread over 4, 5 days so that we make the atmosphere less, you know, contentious, so that appeal in terms of campaigning can even be better? Can we also make it mandatory for political parties to adopt electronic voting when choosing their candidate? I'm sure you know that when political parties choose an unpopular candidate to be their an unpopular person to be their candidate, that party will also be desperate for the candidate to win. You see where desperation comes in? You see where some political parties are willing to spend any amount of money to ensure their candidate wins? Can we have better ways of actually, you know, like I can't remember who made that famous quote that the people who have the most power are the people who count the ballot. It is not even the voters. It is the person who counts the ballot that is most important in any electoral process. And is there any wonder that the most compromised part of electronic of voting process in Nigeria are those who count the ballot? Have you not wondered that that's why it's the most compromised part, counting the ballot? But they are the ones who make the day.
Well, we would have to take some calls now. For trying to make parties, political parties, to adopt electronic voting while choosing, you still have to get through the direct or indirect primaries first. That's already a source of too many controversies.
No, that is, if you, no, it means that if you want to make electronic voting part of processes for political parties. Of course, we also have to amend the constitution. We amend the constitution, we amend the electoral act that now makes it mandatory that even political parties who should be champions of democracy, who should be champions of mass followership, should also adopt that strategy so that at no point in time will any political party or any godfather or any money bag in the party be able to say, this is my candidate.
Yeah, but everybody would that affect the kind of primaries that they hold, whether it's direct or indirect, regardless of if they choose to vote electronically?
It throws up the ability of more people to join political parties. It throws up the ability of a fair primaries taking place in political parties, because it now means that the money bags or the godfather may not be in total control of how to choose the party's candidate.
Mr. Ige, if a political party decides that only delegates will choose the candidate...
No, the constitution will have made it mandatory that the political party must use electronic means of determining it's a candidate for any election, meaning that a political party A, for example, can have 1,000 members in, say, state A. It means that at the end of a cutoff day, probably maybe 4 days before the party holds its primaries, you shut down the register. For as long as you're a registered member of that political party, you vote. You come to vote. It's not a matter of delegates. You're not choosing delegates. Every member of the party will vote. And that's how the political parties will now teach its members how to embrace democracy, because the ability of a money bag or of a godfather to largely influence what happens will be reduced drastically. It means that every registered member, everybody that his name is on the register of that political party, will vote during the primary, meaning that, for example, in River State, you have 23 local government areas. It means that you don't even need to come to Port Harcourt. Just remain in your local government, you understand, where you go to, and you vote, and the party counts the ballot, and the winner emerges at the end of the day. That will even, you know, make more people believe in that political party. They'll be able to have some kind of fervency in terms of faithfulness to that party.
All right.
Not necessarily cross-carpeting or joining parties at will at any point in time.
One thing I can assure you of is, if I don't take calls now, it's like it will not stop. And we'll continue going till the top of the hour. So let's have your feedback. 0817-923-0002. The question is, would the compulsory upload of election results improve the credibility and transparency of elections in Nigeria? Mr. Ige already has made his position known. He says that's not where our problem lies. But I'd like to hear from you. Temple is my first caller from HA. Good morning, Temple.
Good morning, the very distinguished Arako.
Good morning.
Please permit me to salute Alalu colleague. I think he said it all. When we look at what the primary, you know, portrays for the party, that is where the problem is coming from. And that is where we get these strong men that are even stronger than the political party itself. I think if everybody within the compass of the party is being allowed to vote, choose the party candidate, it will put to rest this issue of, you know, high-handedness within a political party where one man will hijack the entirety of what the party stipulates. And when we talk about this electronic voting, like your guest has rightly said, it is inconsequential. This compulsory uploading of results, it is inconsequential to me. What about a man who is in counting the results? Then, am I aware of that valid vote? Some of them, they use the intimidating us. This is valid vote. Sometimes the number of invalid votes will be more higher than the number of valid votes. Does that make sense to us as a people? It ends at electronic voting. Without electronic voting, we still remain in this chaos. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Robin calls from HA. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oracle.
Morning.
The National Assembly, if they can be courageous enough to do what they have promised to do, it will go a long way in whittling down the powers of politicians to manipulate election results. And I think they should not waste time. They should go ahead and do that quickly so that it can be assented.
Okay.
Good morning, Robin Magalifama.
Thank you very much, Robin. David from Yenagoa. Good morning, David.
Yes, greetings, Mr. Sam.
Good
from
morning.
The city of Yenagoa.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I've listened to Mr. Lalikon and his postulations. You see, for me, I'm of the opinion that in all the amendments we have been doing or we even propose to do, there is one amendment we seem not to have done. And without doing that amendment, no amendment we will do to the Constitution or the Electoral Act will work.
Tell me about it.
Now, this amendment is the amendment of our mind, our conscience.
Oh, really?
Our attitude as a people. No matter how we amend the Constitution or the Electoral Act, if the individuals do not amend their own conscience, their heart, their thinking, their behavior, we still have the same thing.
Okay.
I'm saying this because I have observed elections. They just concluded election in Biafra State. I'm an observer. I'm a stakeholder.
All right.
Yes, and I saw what happened. There are places where after elections, the problem will come up at the collation center, particularly the local government collation centers, where the collations do not even take place in the local government collation center. You see now people will come around, and a particular group of people who colonize the collation center, dominate the place, then chase out the other party agents from getting into those collation centers. Now, where beavers were bypassed, the next thing is if the presiding officer there wants to say, no, the beaver was bypassed, so I will not record this result. All of them will just shut down on the person. Forget it. Right result, right? And the man under pressure writes result and take that result to INEC. So we need to change our mindset.
All right, thank you very much, David. Good morning. Do we need any law to mandate you to do what is right? This is a message on WhatsApp. We need transmission of results electronically to avoid rigging and hijacking of results on the way to the center. And INEC resuscitate the hope of Nigerians by their promise, but mess them up on the day of election. Okay, this is from Chris Onyewanyi. Good morning, Sam. I think accreditation, voting and uploading should be made electronic. All party agents should immediately get the unit result transferred to them electronically, just like POS transfer. INEC should be able to display the logo of all parties on the beavers for ease, credibility, and transparency. All right. On INEC's discussion, obviously, the National Assembly needs to amend the Electoral Act to be purely electronic voting. Where you slot card, you can click the party of choice. Secondly, political parties should be compacted to only 5 political parties. that one is going to be hard.
I mean, support that person.
I can tell you for free. Ami for Ernest says, let me see if I can take one or two comments on Facebook. So it says, good day. Okay. From the beautiful city of Uyo, uploading of results will never change anything because the experience I had in last election where a party agent disrupted the process after counting the ballot and where another party were leading, hijacked all the materials, including officials and all of that. Well, we have exactly 3 minutes left on the clock and for this conversation. So electronic voting is the way to go. That's what everyone who knows what they're saying is suggesting. But let's look at a few requirements for electronic voting very quickly. You need a database.
True.
You need technology, which True. Is electronic voting machines. You're yeah. saying a device like Beavers should suffice.
Yeah.
You need cybersecurity. You need the system to be backed by solid encryption.
Yep.
You need stable and strong internet service.
True.
You need accessories to the technology that could include punch cards, optical scans, specialized systems that will allow persons with disability to vote. So all of these things you need. I'm sure there are lots of things that
we
have not mentioned. Yeah.
No, Chinedu, is there any village you go to in Nigeria that you don't get to see POS? Be truthful. Have you traveled to anywhere in Nigeria in the last 2 years and you don't see people operating POS?
You asked the question before I asked because you knew I was going to talk about the problems connected to us getting there. I mean,
there's nothing that will come easy. Nothing good comes easy. And it's not as if we do not have the technology. It's not as if we do not have the personnel. It's not as if we don't even have the Nigerians who can develop this technology. Nigerians are brilliant-minded people.
From this list, Mr. Agee, I can mention 5 problems. First of all, internet penetration right now is not as heavy as it should be. There are lots of villages. Let's even forget data. Let's talk voice. There are lots of villages you go to now. They say, this network is not strong here. This
but one there's always a network.
Just for calls.
But there's a
not
network.
Not data, voice.
Okay, let me give you an example. I traveled to somewhere in Kogi.
All right.
You understand? And I wanted to make a call. There was absolutely no network in that village. So I asked the villagers, how do you people manage to? Now I said, I should climb one tree. That if I climb the tree. that if I climb the tree, that I'll get network. And lo and behold, of course, I had to climb the tree and I got network.
Okay.
So I agree that we might not have 100% internet penetration in Nigeria. Nigeria is wide.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that as of today, we have at least 80% penetration in Nigeria. Means that we have a sizable number of things that we can begin to work with. Okay. Right? Yeah. And that's why I asked you that. As of today, I don't think there's any village to go to in Nigeria that you see somebody operating a POS. How do they get network? We can achieve it if we put our minds to it. And I said, must we shut down Nigeria for a single day? Do we all need right. to shut down Nigeria? Oh, elections take place in other countries.
We're out of time, Mr. Ige.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ige's position is we should focus on electronic voting and not just electronic transmission.
Not the electronic transmission is needless okay. if we have credible election.
Well, thanks for being a part of the Morning Crossfire. This is as far as we can go. Connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms, with me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms.